You're listening to Always On Coverage, powered by podtech.net and PodTech News, your information source for the latest in technology and innovation.
Describe the scene for the folks out there. First, let me just say that you're a senior executive in the new emerging world. You founded a company, IntelliSeek.
IntelliSeek, and we merged with BuzzMetrics, and now we're...
Which is like Nielsen.
Nielsen,
like the monster mother of all ratings, right?
I didn't say that. You did.
I'm a big company. They're used to, you know.
Mom and pop shop.
But you've been in the trenches in this whole consumer-generated media world. Talk about two things. What you see here happening in front of you here at Hollywood, and then the industry in general.
Well, there's definitely renewed confidence in the consumer content space. I think that is unmistakable. A lot of discussion about video. We're going to have some pretty exciting panels coming up about the consumer-generated, what I call CGM squared, consumer-generated multimedia. But there's a noticeable optimism and confidence, and I think it's partly because the web has really proven itself. Real ad dollars are flowing to the web and actually finding a genuine ROI proposition, and there's an unmistakable feeling of entrepreneurship here, which is really exciting.
You've been a big pro on the ad side, obviously, for many years, going way back to your roots at Procter & Gamble. You're a consumer guy, consumer behavior. I mean, only guys in marketing at that level truly get trained on the art of consumer behavior. Talk about consumer behavior in this new internet where, you know, kids who are 15 were 5 years old when the web hit, 25 are now 35, 25 or 15. I mean, it's 10 years older. The maturity, it's happening. Talk about this consumer behavior shift.
Well, consumer behavior is migrating online. The rule of thumb is that advertising follows attention. Attention is shifting online. Therefore, we see advertising shifting online. But I think in terms of consumer behavior, there's no question that consumers have greater power and leverage to filter, advertising and potentially kind of control the rules. And I think everybody here is trying to figure out how do you develop a sustainable, credible ad model that works within those parameters. And so you have a lot of discussion about consumers controlling the message, consumers creating the message, consumers remixing the message, and I'm sure we'll see lots of other models that do something in between. And I think the era of pop-up advertising, invasive advertising, is over, and we're now kind of moving to this new era of social networking and consumer-controlled media, and it's very, very exciting. And I think everyone will win if, in fact, they do put the consumer at the center of what they do. Everyone wins, consumer wins, businesses win, and I don't think we've necessarily cracked the code, but there's definitely a directional shift in that direction.
What are the smart media companies and the smart advertisers doing in your mind right now?
Well, I say this with some bias because I'm in the media measurements company where we're helping companies to listen to consumers, but I think smart companies are listening to consumers, whether they use Nielsen BuzzMetrics or any other CGM measurements company. I think that informs perspective. I think that provides guidance in terms of how you allocate your online, offline media budgets, and I think that the consumer is basically a cheat sheet, if you will, on what you should be doing. I think consumers are also calling out bad practices, and there's some out, you know, sometimes companies are embarking upon blogging strategies that are backfiring. Sometimes they're...
Pete Blackshaw, guru. We're here by one of your colleagues. Dan, how are you?
Great, how are you?
You're with Nielsen BuzzMetrics as well, right?
Pete and I are compatriots. That's right.
You look familiar.
And you and I have met. We hung out with Tony.
Tony, that's
yeah,
right.
Yeah, and Val and everything, yeah. You were there, and they had this podcasting shrine there.
Guys, talk about what's happening here for the people who aren't here. What's the experience like? I mean, deals are getting done. What's the vibe?
The vibe is actually, normally these conferences are really dry, and people just kind of hang out. They meet each other, they schmooze, but nothing really gets done. This is this kind of titan sort of warfare between these people from Silicon Valley and Hollywood, and I don't think they really trust each other yet. There's this little dance, there's a sort of dating going on. But there's some deals getting done, small content deals. The fact is, I still think people don't really entirely understand what are we going to do with the content, where are we going to place it, is it going to be exclusive, what's going to happen. I think this is all still very much drawing board stuff.
Yeah, you see the same Pete about metrics. At the end of the day, people want metrics, right?
Well, they want a reason to really put the investment against the online space. I think intuitively, everyone can smell the coffee and see that attention is migrating online, but they're still looking for ROI models that will help to justify more disruptive shifts from offline to online.
For the information that matters, go to podtech.net and subscribe to PodTech News.
We're looking at it from a consumer-generated media perspective, but other companies are tackling it from another perspective.
Hey, hello. He's the founder, president of Podsinger. Alex, how are you?
I'm doing great, John. Great to see you.
See, this is the kind of event we got here. We got the guy who's running the best search engine for podcasting right now, Podsinger. What's going on?
So nice of you to say so. Well, this is a cool event, you know. And to be podcasting kind of live with kind of the king of podcasting.
Do you know these guys over here, the measurement guys?
We're measuring everything
this looks
you're
like
saying
a,
right
this
now.
This looks like a love fest to me.
We're going to do a group hug. You can't see this on the podcast, but we are group hugging.
I see some money changing hands over there. People are doing deals.
There is. It's nice to meet you guys. Our view is that you can't measure it unless you can find it.
Tony, talk about these. We're just talking, admiring about your stature.
Yeah.
What's the Hollywood people saying right now to you? Are they talking about like deals getting done? What's going on?
Well, I think tonight has been a major wake up call for those guys because they're looking at this whole consumer generated content. They're seeing all these guys like PodTech out there, producing state of the art thought leadership podcasts. And they're just going, oh my God, our mind real estate is evaporating.
Journalism and filmmaking are changing. I mean, do I have to go to Columbia to get a degree these days in journalism? And do I have to go to UCLA Film School to be an artist? What's going on with that?
Well, I'll tell you. Tonight is the end of that elitist, bullpucky Columbia School of Journalism.
This is the democratization of America. Yeah. Proletarians are revolting.
Yeah, you believe what he says because he was John McCain's, press secretary. The Straight Talk Express.
It's a new America. Tony.
Ask Sajeev Jahil. Sajeev,
leading executive for Hewlett-Packard here. This is an elite conference, a lot of new things happening. HP is back. Talk about that.
HP is in the forefront with
nice,
always on network.
Yeah, you notice all those
and
handsets.
Goings on.
Those handsets and those plasmas.
When the world first was going digital, the photos moved from the living room to the computer.
Yes.
The music moved from the living room to the computer, as did the video.
Yes.
HP's TVs wirelessly bring digital content back into the living room. We are right here.
Making things simple. Making things simple for users.
Simple, useful,
smaller, faster, cheaper.
As we say, HP has it going on.
Right. All right, Tony. Nice.
I couldn't say nice. Better myself.
That's what they call co-branding.
We got a lot of going on here, Tony. Congratulations.
Hey, and I got to put together a deal right now. We got Jordan.
From Boston, I think.
Yes.
Jordan Greenhall, yes. CEO of DivX, founder, guru. Won the Enabler Company of the Year award here at Always On. You got to see what he's up to.
So what's happening? And that's a Company of the Year. DivX, talk about it.
What do you guys talk about at podtech.net?
We're talking about technology, digital lifestyle. We're all about digital lifestyle.
Digital lifestyle is a very good thing to be about. We like a digital lifestyle as well. What we're all about is trying to figure out a way to make it possible for all that shit that everybody talked about 10 years ago to actually come true. And that's the bottom line. We're a bunch of geeks, all of us. We're just crazy mad geeks. We game, we watch videos. And we sat down and said, it's not happening. It's not working out. It's not the way it should have worked out. So what are we going to do? And what we figured out was, and this was 7 years ago, this internet thing is all about the fact that you can actually go straight out to the people, go straight out to consumers,
It's a direct platform.
Exactly. Just go straight out to them and say, all right, everybody, let's all get together. Let's make something happen. Let's put it together. So we created this thing, this little tiny technology, which my co-founder named Jerome Rogin in France, in his studio apartment in Montpellier created, called DivX. Send it out to somebody. Tell them you can do cool things with them. Let them figure out what they're going to do with it, and then start building from there. Now we've got it. We're just working together. We've got 50 million pieces of silicon out there that have got our technology in it that enable really high-quality video on the internet, just like we were talking about a long time ago.
Everyone wants video. They want it faster, they want it cheaper,
they want
and higher def.
Exactly. High def, exactly. It's got to look great. It's got to be fast. It's got to be easy. It's got to be exactly what
and
you want.
And then soon the cell phones, the iPods, small form factors.
No doubt. The more you get out there, the better. It's got to be interoperable. You don't want to be tied to one device. You want to be able to move it around. I want to take it to my DVD player. I want to put it in my car. I want to put it in my cell phone.
Where are you guys located?
San Diego.
San Diego. Not a bad place.
Not a bad place.
Weather's always perfect.
I lived in Boston for a while. I like San Diego
better. Nice. Boston. Freezing. So how old are your company?
We are 6 years old.
Wow. So DivX.com?
DivX.com.
How do people get involved? Do they download Stri? Talk about the product.
Yeah, I mean, the best and easiest way to get involved is to go to DivX.com, download the free product, start using it. More than likely, you already are.
How can I use it as a podcaster?
Well, the best thing you can do is you take video instead of just audio, man.
Yeah, no,
you're a handsome man. Yeah. You're a good-looking gentleman.
I got a face for radio.
People will want to watch you talk.
It's a multimedia mix.
It is. It's actually, I have to admit, I was a bit of a cynic on the whole notion of doing video podcasting or vodcasting. But when you actually see it in reality, it actually works. I mean, you don't need a good camera. You get a nice little, you've actually got some DivX certified cameras that shoot DivX natively, so you don't have to have any skill at all. Shoot it, pull it off, it's on an SD card, slap it on your computer, drop it onto your podcast machine, done.
Sweet.
It's sweet. It looks great, high quality, it's easy, and now you've got that thing of video. You've seen Rocket. We've
Jordan
seen
Greenhall,
guys.
DivX, yeah. What's your role there?
I'm the CEO.
CEO, nice. Nice, you're the man. You're
I'm
in charge.
Man. Well, sometimes. Yeah. It's a bit of a zoo.
How many employees do you have?
220.
Wow.
Yeah.
Big company.
Yeah, it's got
How do you handle
commitment.
All that?
Pardon?
How do you manage all that? A bunch of lieutenants working for you?
I do have a lot of good guys. Well, the way we did it was we designed a team. We actually literally have a process called a culture interview process. We make sure that every single person we bring in is a very, very good fit for exactly what we're trying to do. And we feel comfortable with everybody you've got. So you've got your back covered, you've got your side covered. So it's very easy to manage because you figure everybody around you is going to make the same decision you would make. And then at my point, I just got to have to sit up top, get as high of the mountain as I can get.
Get good
look
people.
As far as I can
Bottom
get.
Bottom line, get good people, fit the culture.
Get good people, fit the culture, and then give them good direction. And you know, listen to what they have to say. Everybody comes up and says, here's what we need to do. You're at the high points you can get and say, here's what I see. What should we do? Get together, figure it out, lock it down, and go.
Bingo. You know what? That's a great segment I'll put on my entrepreneurship channel.
It's
great
good.
Stuff.
It
oh,
is.
Yeah, you're an entrepreneur. Entrepreneur, successful media, technology guru.
So here's the thing I'd like to say. I mean, and a lot of guys are talking about associative brand. So you heard a lot about that today at the presentation. It's something we've been talking about for a while, and it's just kind of hitting home. A lot of companies are getting really worked up about the notion of how do they do marketing on the internet? How do they deal with...
Produce great content.
...with consumers that are empowered? It's not about the content. It's about the
experience.
You're only concerned if you're a big company, and you've been spending a lot of time trying to fool people. Right?
Yeah, that game's over.
That game's over. But the thing is, if you get past that, you say, you know what? I'm just going to do what I said I was going to do. I'm just going to be who I am.
It's called being honest.
It's real freaking easy. Exactly.
It's easy. It's, put it out there.
It's as easy as it can possibly be. Just be who you are and go.
Great stuff. So, final question. What do you see here for the folks not here? For the folks who can't make it, who are around the world listening? What's the scene like? Describe in your mind's eye for them.
Well, you know what?
Experience.
What I see is danger. Danger. And the reason why I see danger is the way the world tends to work is people move from being conservative to being aggressive, right? It's that whole boom-bust mentality that hit the economic cycle before we started figuring out ways to dull it.
Yeah.
And what I see here is a lot of people seeing stuff and knowing in their gut that something is happening.
But not knowing exactly,
something really big, like scary big, like billions of dollars of my business going somewhere else big, but not knowing exactly what it is. And so as a consequence, they're going to act. They're not necessarily going to act in an intelligent fashion. They're just going to act. And what happens as a consequence of that is hard to predict. And that's what I mean by danger.
It's
hard
fun.
To predict what's going to happen.
You've got to be dangerous. You've got to have the right personality.
That's right.
A lot of mingling going on, posturing, a lot of drinking going on.
I see generally relatively attractive people.
Yeah.
We are in Hollywood. We're in L.A.
A little posers going on.
And there's a lot of posers going on. Not Mr. Lassica, who's the real deal.
JD. Swarthy tonight.
Right. Now you remember.
JD's a handsome man. I know that.
I devoted a whole chapter in my book, Dark Knight, about Jordan and DivX, because I think they're right there at the cutting edge of what's going on in this world.
Dark Knight, a book that everyone has to get. It was written, what year was that finally finished? Writing when and finished when?
It took me about 2 years. Came out last summer, so...
2003 started.
I think I knocked Tom Friedman off the best hero list, right? Yeah.
I mean, ahead of his time in 2003, now playing out. I mean, a lot of the thesis that you put forth in your book is actually playing out.
Nobody heard about grassroots media user-generated content 2 or 3 years ago. It wasn't anybody's radar screen, and now it's, you know, they're having conferences like this about it.
Now the genie's out of the bottle, the elephant is in the room, as they say, and what are people thinking about it?
Or the elephant's in the bottle.
Where's the elephant in the room there? Old media's dying, DivX, company of the year.
What was the name of that, George Clooney movie?
Good Night, Good Luck?
Yeah, Good Night. Who was the name of that journalist?
Edward R. Murrow.
That's right. I feel Mr. Ferg is pointing at Edward R. Murrow right now. Like putting it down there, hitting the dots, hitting the periods, pushing it, smoking.
Nice.
If you had a cigarette and a dark suit, you'd be putting
it on. Well, I didn't turn it happily for Murrow. You're fired, Murrow. Fired, I tell you.
All right, guys. Great stuff.
For the information that matters, go to podtech.net and subscribe to PodTech News.